we have to fear is fear itself.
My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls
are hot. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other end of the way.
It's me, boy.
Hello, boya. How are you?
Hanging in there. Today's Dom's birthday, the big 1-0.
Hey, happy birthday, Dom. Oh, let's hear it for Dom. Wow.
Picked up his PC for him today.
Oh, yeah? That $6,000 PC or something.
Super fast. It's got hella memory, hella RAM. It's fucking spoiled little kid, dude.
Damn, dude. I know, and it's funny because we were just talking about getting your PC, too, for the show.
Yeah.
So you can have, like, a gaming PC, because that's the best. Honestly, that's the best thing to run a show off of.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
For show.
But let's go through some quick interactions, because tonight is going to be a short episode. Obviously, you heard from Boyad that it is tonight is Dom's birthday, so they're going to go celebrate. And then if you listen to the Flat Earth Friday I did, you would know that my wife is just now recovering. She's like day six recovering from a kidney infection or kidney stone or both. So she's back at home. So we're kind of dealing with a bunch of different things. So it's going to be a very long episode. But from episode 189 with Jake Gutierrez, who we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I asked here, are you interested in becoming a national?
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Lane said, hell's yes, been on Brandon's stuff. Just haven't taken the leap, if you guys remember. Brandon from our episode of how to become how to have economic freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Joe Williams. So if you guys haven't checked that episode, go check that one out. Go Aves or Avs. I think it's Avs.
Yeah, it's Avalanches, right?
Go to Avs.
Avalanche.
Yeah, I'm a Flyers fan, so whatever. Hell yeah, I'm ready. I like that response, though.
Nice. Straight to it.
Straight to it. Here's even more straight to it. From Toph. Yep. Okay. Nice. Last comment here from Justin. Yes, man, I am so thankful to you guys. Oh, thanks, man.
Oh.
Yeah. I got put onto Brandon Joe Williams because of you guys and have watched his course three times over. Finally about to start taking action. Thank you guys. Awesome.
Nice.
Justin, not a problem, buddy. Not a problem.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Glad to have you aboard the Nebuchadnezzar. If you're seeing the bottom of your screen right now, scrolling, obviously head on over to wbctavern.com. Get you the subscription.
Yeah.
$5 a month. Get you everything. Da-na-na, ESPN, did they lose yet?
No, it's probably coming out at halftime.
Oh. No, Falcons interviewed Bill Belichick.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah, so what we were going to do the episode tonight about was something I mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this timeline thing, right? How Dude. There's an extra month. They're supposed to be 13 months.
Yeah, they're supposed to be. It was originally 13 calendar months.
Yeah.
And each month was equally divided.
Yeah, right. So, check this out. I was thinking about this. Now, I've seen a lot of these Instagram videos and stuff that talk about this real briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, check this out. Have you ever seen those two Asian guys?
Yeah.
That are they're like, no, I've never heard of this. Tell me.
Yeah. What?
Dude, that's crazy. That's a crazy conspiracy. What? No way.
You guys just talked about it for 45 minutes before you started recording.
Yeah. They're like, they pretend to be so stoked.
I mean, it's still super entertaining. gets me every time.
Yeah. Let's see. So I was thinking about it, and you know, watching those videos, and they kind of be like real brief, real corny, and then you do think about it sometimes, and you're like, man, that's kind of crazy. That is pretty wild, right? That is the case. And if you really think about it, there's so much more implications to it than just like, oh, yeah, it makes sense that they're lying about our timeline, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're actually a lot younger.
Yeah.
Than you think you are.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was that theory. I forget where I heard it, but essentially, you know, time was created. The time that we see, you know, as far as 24 hours in a day, you have daytime, you have nighttime, whatever, right? Essentially, the 24-hour day was created so they could divide our labor into units easier.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we know for a fact that the Vatican changed the calendar. They took that shit out. And when you do that, it's similar to like putting a snake in a small cage. It won't outgrow that small cage, right? Because we're told, hey, dude, life expectancy is like 75.
Yeah.
When you get to like 65, you're like, holy shit, dude, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So imagine if that thought wasn't in your head. Maybe we would live way longer and in a better condition, right? Because we're told, dude, the older you get, your bones fucking dissolve, your skin falls off, your ass falls out. You know what I mean? So we mentally prepare ourselves for those steps in life. When we get there, it's like, well, fuck, dude, I'm feeling kind of achy now. And they said it would happen, you know?
Right, right. You're starting to see changes in your body.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. That was the point of me bringing up age, right? Mm-hmm. Is like, you know, we talked a little bit about before the show, you know, the mental strength it takes for like ice baths and dedication and all these different things and eating a certain way and doing stretching and breathing and all these different things to challenge your body. And really it comes down to the power of the mind.
Right.
I wonder if the system that we're in has convinced us to constantly be fearful of these ailments at this age, because that means you're getting closer to, you know, your demise.
Yeah.
When Western societies don't traditionally celebrate death.
Right.
And more Eastern ancient cultures do.
Yeah.
And so like the Ethiopian calendar, this is fascinating, right? And this gives like so much credence to the truth of this, in my opinion. But right now in Ethiopia, it's 2016. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
good for them, dude.
Now check it out. What if I told you that if you owned a 2016 calendar, right? I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Okay. 2024. If you owned a 1996 calendar, it will work exactly for this year.
That's right? Fucking wild.
Okay. So now they can say that, oh, it's cyclical, right?
Yeah.
You could talk about flat Earth and the orbit of the sun and the spin. I'm like, you mean to tell me that all this bullshit again. Happening
again.
And 30 years it exactly replicates to even the moon phases? Get the fuck out of here.
By total accident.
Total accident.
Whoops. We made it perfect.
Yeah, but it's like, damn, dude. So does that mean I just convince myself that my body actually is supposed to feel this way because I'm 40, because I'm 45, because I'm 50?
I think so, dude. Because you have like those unique cases, right? Like Joe Rogan's what? Fucking 60 almost?
Yeah.
And he's like a fucking action figure. And it's because he's like, I don't fucking care what time says. You know what I mean? So like there are people that are like that, you know? Fucking look at Goggins, dude. Same thing. Like, he was able to transform his body from a fat slob to an ultra marathon runner. And it's because mentally they're like, no, dude, we're not fucking taking it. And I think that that's what it is. I think that it's just been pushed so much throughout our entire life casually that we're just kind of like, oh, 30, your back hurts. 40, your knees hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like, what an implication that is if that tends to be the case, or if that case is true.
I think it is, dude.
Well, really then, yeah, like, please explain to me, and don't give me, like, please don't say the word coincidence, how a 1996 calendar, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, huge fan.
96? Dude.
Yeah.
Great. That was a great time.
Back, dude. 100%. Yeah.
I'd love to live through that calendar again.
Yeah. Right?
And maybe that has something to do with, like, the 90s trend coming back.
Maybe. But, like, you know.
Have you seen, like, video clips of Amber Crombie and Fitch right now?
Yeah, dude. Well, it's like, dude, the whole 90s
school teacher.
Yeah, the whole, like, whatever's in fashion, that was our shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's exactly what's happening. We're seeing it fucking revolve again. And it's so weird. Like you said, you know, people just say, well, it's cyclical. But we know there's no such thing as coincidences. And the fact that we've come full circle, we're seeing the 90s return and the 1996 calendar works today. You know, it's strange to me, dude. I feel like we are the last generation before they fucking mud flood us.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting too close to the truth and they're like, all right, guys, like, we got to fucking restart it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
I'm not having a good time, dude.
It's not cool.
I'd like a refund.
Hey, like,
full refund, dude.
I mean, I, you know, to the Mandela effect, dude, just leave me here. Like, if you're gonna run through the 90s again, drop me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me collect some of my belongings. I'll probably bring, like Theo Von said, I'll probably bring water with me.
Yeah.
In the future,
a little sip, yeah, yeah. I wish drop me off before I got rid of my original Xbox and PlayStation, and I'm good. I'll start from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me like Dreamcast just released, but I have my wife and my sons.
Dude, you know how cool it would be for me to take Dom to a midnight release at GameStop? Oh yeah. My god, dude.
Yeah.
That would be so much fucking fun.
Okay. Now, granted, man. I know that Toys R Us closed like 6 years ago,
Something like that, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They just announced that they're going to be actually opening 25 flagship stores in the United States.
Fuck yeah.
Including airports and cruise ships. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I was like, oh my god, if one opens up, I cannot wait to take my son to
dude.
We're gonna run. I can't believe it's back.
Oh, right? God. Just crying.
I'm like throwing up on the way.
Oh man. Yeah, I gotta do they have like locations for those yet or no?
No, not yet. I think they just announced this I think in like October. Okay. September or October of 23. Just crazy to say 23 now, right?
Yeah, dude, we're in 24 now, dude.
No, I know. I'm saying they announced it in 23, and we're in 24 now.
24, it sounds weird, dude.
Yeah.
You know, they announced that they were opening up, like, certain Macy's around the country, and fucking we got one, dude.
Yeah.
So we have a Macy's, dude.
Bro. It's gonna get serious if like Miller's Outpost
fucking Miller's up. Outpost pops up, dude. Everyone's wearing like those Massimo fucking hoodies.
Bro, oh, man. You see they're like kids right now are trying to wear starter jackets.
Yeah, dude. I almost fucking shot a kid for his starter jacket just to let him know how it used to be. You know what I mean?
For some reason, this is no joke. nobody in my family, except for like some cousins, I mean my immediate family, watches basketball ever.
Okay.
I watched a portion of basketball after I got Dreamcast because of the NBA game that came out.
Yeah.
And I picked the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
Just because I thought they had a cool logo, and then just so they had Scottie Pippen and Damon Stoudemire and Sabonis. Rasheed Wallace. They were stacked.
Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But oh fuck, where was I going with that?
Damn. Starter jackets. We were talking about
Yeah, okay. For some reason, I owned a Charlotte's Hornet starter jacket.
Dude, I had a Charlotte's Hornet starter jacket too.
And
I don't know where it came from. We weren't Charlotte's Hornets fans. My brother was a huge Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan. No.
I remember the logo.
Yeah. And then it was like a purple and teal color.
Yeah.
Very 90s colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I had one too. It's super fucking weird.
Yeah. So,
but man, were those jackets noisy or what?
Yeah. It's like sitting, yeah, like we're talking about like sitting down on a wicker chair.
Yeah, dude. You sit down on a wicker chair with a goddamn starter jacket on, dude. Homeland Security, you're gonna kick the fucking door in.
Yeah, your house will break the sound barrier.
Yeah, dude. Windows shattering, babies crying, dogs howling.
Damn it. Damn it. So, yeah, let's wrap it up. I know it was going to be a short one because we got prior engagements. So what do you think, man? Like, calendars from 30 years ago working? Dude, come on.
Well, dude, we know the calendar's bullshit already, right? Because we changed calendars. I know for once. I think twice we changed calendars. But the first time was with the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And that's why there's hundreds of years worth of time that a lot of people say don't even fucking exist. Like they made up stories that they claimed happened between this year and that year, even though they restarted at a different year of their choosing to fulfill prophecies and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, the calendar is bullshit. Ethiopia's fucking doing it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, originally the days of the month, you know, basically you just watch the moon cycle. That's it. 28 days, 13 months. That's it. That was the calendar.
You know,
and that was just for like harvesting. It wasn't for, hey, when this happens 75 times, you're probably going to die, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll wrap it with this. I just think it's so funny too. We talked about flat earth earlier, but if you think about it, like farmers know when the seasons are because the constellations always reset in the four quadrants.
Yeah.
To let them know what season it's going to be. Yeah. Like the whole sky is just a clock.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we tell time with it because we associated numbers with things that move to indicate what time of the day it was.
Right.
Right. So my favorite thing, though, is when they say that, like, you know, time change, we did that for farmers, right? I heard Moral Bob talking about this with Chudex, and it was so funny because it's so true. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we didn't do that to help farmers. Like, farmers, first of all, farmers don't need our help.
Nah, dude, right? They're fine.
Yeah. They're doing fine. And do you think, like, they're like, oh, good thing they changed time, so now I know when to milk the cow.
Woo! No, they would have just gotten up earlier, dude. You know what I mean? Like, they needed extra daylight. Dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're like, they have like, their rooster crows. Like, oh, you're crowing a little earlier than normal.
Yeah, hey, doesn't the fucking rooster know it's fall back, dude? It's so dumb.
But when I was like younger, I would never realize that, you know, talking about roosters and stuff. But like I had one neighbor who had a rooster and it would crow like later and later. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're like, dude, your rooster's fucking broken, my guy. But actually, like, the rooster's right.
Like, rooster's like, nah, dude.
That's so stupid, though. But it's ask any adult.
Yeah.
On the street, why we did that.
Yeah. for farmers.
It's not true. No. So this lost extra time thing, I'm all about it. I'm all over it.
Well, I want mine back, dude.
Yeah.
Reclaim my time, NWO.
Yeah, I'd like to have whatever age I'm supposed to be back. 100%. And I would like that body reprogram. Take the cartridge out of my Matrix, put this one back in. Because it was there. I know it was there.
Mm-hmm. You fucking slipped it out while I was sleeping. That's what happened.
Son of a bitch.
Some bitch.
All right. That's it for this episode. Guys, thanks for stopping by. Next week will be obviously a full episode. But we got things to do tonight. So tell us what you think in the comments.
We'll put
a question up for it. We look forward to reading those. And I'm a little disappointed because nobody said I was gay this week. So
maybe you just don't have it anymore. You lost it.
I guess not. All right, dude.
All right, man.
We will see you guys next week. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
Take care. We'll see you.
Bye.